Our scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and his children and all of his possessions, and payments to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then the Lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have mercy on your fellow slaves as I have mercy on you?' And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Sermons on forgiveness are difficult. Not because it's hard to understand that forgiveness or that we have been forgiven and will always be forgiven, but sometimes it hits me really hard. I know I'm forgiven. Then why is it so hard for me to forgive others? I've really been thinking about that a lot the last few days. I don't have a hard time forgiving people who cut me off on the highway or who get in the 10 or less aisle at the grocery store when they have 15 items. It's the times when someone does something very personal, very painful. I could tell myself 1,000 times I forgive them, but do I allow myself to open myself up again? Do I still feel the hurt and the pain of betrayal? Is forgiveness all about letting the other person off the hook? Or is part of forgiveness about freeing ourselves? This particular parable is about a slave who owed the king more than he could possibly pay in his entire lifetime. And the king forgave his debt. But when the slave went out, he found someone who owed him money, and he had him thrown into jail because he couldn't pay. In this parable, I listen and think, well, yeah, that is terrible. His debt for so much more was forgiven, and he couldn't forgive someone who owed him money. You know, I don't really have trouble forgiving a debt. To be honest, if I loan someone money, unless I don't expect to get it back, I don't give it. Somehow I think that's what Jesus was talking about. Forgiveness of the heart. Forgiveness of the heart is so difficult. Is it any wonder that Jesus makes the number of times we are to forgive someone very big? The translation that I read today says 77 times, but if you go back to the Greek, it translates 77 times, which would be 70 times 7, 490 times. That's a lot of forgiving someone. I'm thinking more than we could even keep track of, and if we bother to keep track of it, then we really do have a problem. But back to the difficulty. How do we forgive those really painful personal hurts against us? I had a friend say that this particular parable implies creation magnified. And after I thought about it, I thought that's exactly it. The creation story tells us the world was created in 7 days. 7 is a very important number in Scripture, the number of divinity, the number of creation. God created this world for us. It was created perfectly, everything we needed to sustain life. Yet how did we treat it? How have we treated it? Not very good. Look at it. Fears that before long global warming will destroy this very planet. It must be extremely difficult for God to see the way his creation has destroyed his creation. 77s. Creation magnified by 70 times. That's a lot of forgiving. Roy and I are once again watching a series on Netflix. It seems to be the thing to do during the pandemic. And we're watching a show called Away. It's about this woman. She's a mom, and her whole life she has wanted to go to Mars. It's been her life dream. So she's now on this team of astronauts from all around the world who are traveling to Mars. It'll take 3 years to journey there and back. And on this crew is this Russian who has spent most of his life in space. And just before the moment when they will lose contact with Earth, he calls his daughter. Earlier in her life, he is on a space mission when her mom dies, his wife. And when he returns to his daughter, he takes her in her arms and she is sobbing. And he says, "I'm so sorry I wasn't here." And she says, "Promise me you'll never go away again." And he makes that promise. He says he won't. Well, obviously, we know he hasn't kept that promise. He's gone to space many, many times since then. And so at this moment, when they're just about to leave the point where they can communicate live with Earth, he calls her. He has had relationship with his grandkids, but she's always been very cold to him. And he calls her and he says, "Forgive me. Please forgive me." And her response to him is, "I just don't know how." I think that's what happens to most of us. When we've had a painful event and someone who has hurt us, we just don't know how. Often our head will say, "Okay, we can forgive," but the heart doesn't. I don't know how. Our humanness doesn't know how. David Luce says that to forgive is to live free in the present and hopeful about the future, while not forgiving is to be dragged down and kept captive by the past. Forgiveness is life. So how do we choose life? Is this parable saying that if we don't forgive, God is not going to forgive us? That's what it says. And you've probably noticed as we've looked at many of the parables from Matthew, they all kind of have an edge to them and a difficult phrase that says that God is going to do the same thing to us. If you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven won't forgive you. Ouch. That hurts. For me, and I'm only speaking for myself, Sometimes forgiveness is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes prayer. It takes thought. It takes me letting go of things little by little. I had a counselor one time during a very difficult point in my ministry who told me that if I could sit in prayer and just picture the person that I needed to forgive in the palm of my hand, and then just asking God to pick them up, to lift them off of me, to take them away from my heart. Take the pain, all that hurts, and just lift it up so that burden is not on me. I've practiced that many times in my life. I've allowed God to take the pain from me and free me from the hurt. Now, I'll be honest with you, that doesn't mean that I can walk right back into relationship with the one who's hurt me. It doesn't mean we immediately trust the person who has hurt us again. It doesn't even mean we must be in relationship with that person again. The king probably didn't ever plan to loan the slave money again. He probably didn't even expect to see the man again. Had he gone on and treated others the way he had been treated. When we forgive, not from our own heart, but when we allow God to lift that burden, it means that we've released the person, we've forgiven. We're living free in the present and hopeful for the future. We're not being dragged down and kept captive by the past, like David Luce was suggesting. May we as children of God learn to trust God enough to take the burdens of pain off all of us. Lift it off of our hearts. Even if we can't do it, God is big enough to do it. And that allows us the freedom to live fully, able to go into this world, able to spread God's love and to show forgiveness to others. May it be so. Amen and amen.